Joseph. Vornay, France, 1940. 1 year, 1 month, and 10 days from home. Gunfire crackled. An artillery shell whistled overhead and hit with a shuddering thoom somewhere nearby. Ruthie cried, and Joseph's mother hugged her close. Joseph peeked out the window. They were hiding in a tiny schoolhouse in a village called Vornay, somewhere south of Bourges in France. The desks were all in perfect rows, and a long-forgotten assignment was still written on the chalkboard. It was dark outside, and the trees surrounding the schoolhouse made it even darker. That was good. It helped them hide. But it also made spotting German stormtroopers harder. Joseph ducked back down inside, and his eyes fell on a map of Europe on the wall. The various countries shaded different colors. How wrong that map was now, just a year after he and his family had come to France as refugees. Germany had absorbed Austria and conquered Poland and Czechoslovakia soon after. Holland and Belgium and Denmark had fallen to Hitler, and the Nazis occupied the northern half of France, including Paris. All of France had surrendered, but there were still pockets of Free France forces resisting the Nazis throughout the countryside where Joseph and his family were now. The only refugees from the St. Louis who were still safe, Joseph realized, were the ones who had made it to Great Britain, though word was that Hitler was going to try to cross the English Channel any day now. Joseph and his mother and sister were trying to get to Switzerland in the hope that the Swiss would give them refuge. They'd made it this far, traveling by night, sleeping in hay barns and out in fields under the stars, but the Nazis had finally caught up to them. A light played across the window above him, and Joseph chanced to look out again. Stormtroopers, headed toward the school. "They're coming," Joseph told his mother. "We have to go." His mother picked up Ruthie and headed for the door, but Joseph stopped her. There was only one door to the schoolhouse, and the Nazis would be using it. "No, this way," he said. Joseph kept low as he scurried to the back wall of the classroom. There was a window there. They could climb out and run for the woods. He tried the handle. It was stuck. Joseph looked over his shoulder. He could see the beam of a flashlight in the hall outside, could hear the familiar German language of his homeland. They had to get out of there. Joseph threw his elbow against the glass, and it shattered. That brought a cry from the hallway. Joseph knocked the rest of the glass out of the window in a panic. He felt his coat sleeve rip, felt something cold and sharp against his skin, but he didn't have time to think about that. He helped his mother out first, then handed Ruthie out to her through the window. "Go, go," Joseph said, before he was even all the way out the window, and his mother picked up Ruthie and ran for the darkness of the woods. None of them carried suitcases anymore. Those had been left behind long ago. But they all still wore their coats, even though it was the height of summer. His mother had insisted. The only thing any of them still carried was Bitsy, the little stuffed bunny Ruthie had never parted with. It was tucked tightly under Ruthie's arm. Joseph leaped down from the window, stumbled, got back up, and ran. "There! There!" The beam of the flashlight found him. A pistol cracked, and a bullet blew the bark off a tree less than a meter away from him. Joseph stumbled again in panic, righted himself, and kept running. Behind him, the stormtroopers were yelling to each other, barking like dogs after a fox. They were on the scent now and wouldn't let up, not until Joseph and his family had been caught. "There's a house up ahead," his mother yelled over her shoulder. She swerved onto a small dirt lane, and Joseph overtook her, beating her to the door. It was a little French country house, with two windows on either side of a double door in the middle and a chimney on one side. Joseph caught a faint whiff of smoke from the kitchen fire, and a curtain fluttered in the window. Someone was inside. Joseph pounded on the door. He glanced over his shoulder. Three flashlight beams were bouncing up the lane toward them. "Help! Please, help us!" Joseph whispered frantically, still pounding. No one answered, and no lights came on inside. "Halt!" came a young man's voice.